from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Do the Steelers need to buck their trend? They have two quarterbacks on the roster that could be their future. One more long-term than the other. But that is a decision that needs to be made at some point. Do they go forward with the guys they have, or will things be bad enough to make them wash out the quarterback room again? In the modern age, they haven't really had to worry about this or a situation like this because they've never been in a situation like this. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 10:35 tonight. Joel Nelson back with me behind the glass. Joel and I, we haven't worked together in a couple of weeks. Joel went on a little vacation. I'll ask him about that in a few minutes. But it feels like, as the legendary band Stained once said, it's been a while that I've been working alongside my guy Joel. So we're going to have a good time for the next 4.5 hours. You can join the conversation at any time at 412-928-9370. Going to start by talking Steelers. The first day of training camp wrapped up out at St. Vincent College. And we saw Justin Fields fill in for Russell Wilson. That's just a little side note given what happened today. But late last night during the show, around 10 p.m., around the final moments of the show, we got a tweet, a report from Jerry Dulac, longtime Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, saying that the Steelers, per sources, will not negotiate with either quarterback, Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, before the season. I think before is the key word there. Maybe I'm looking too far into it, but their history also indicates that they don't negotiate in season either. They've also swayed from their history as of late, in the Omar Khan era especially. They have drafted tackles in the first round. Before 2023, they had not done that since the 90s. Jermaine Stevens, the last tackle the Steelers took in the first round before they selected Broderick Jones, and then they capped that off this year by selecting Troy Fautanu in the first round. Fautanu, somebody looked at as a versatile offensive lineman, but he will play tackle for the Steelers. They also moved on from a first-round quarterback just 2 seasons into his career. And even though maybe it wasn't in their plans to trade and completely cut bait with Kenny Pickett, they at least were looking at their options, and the two sides coincided when it came to the Steelers and Russell Wilson. The two parties decided to tango, and the Steelers had themselves a new quarterback. They have taken a step in the modern direction of the game. They have gotten with the times a little bit more. I love what Kevin Colbert did with the Steelers for over 20 seasons. I think Kevin Colbert is a great dude. I have met Kevin Colbert on a couple of occasions. For all I know, he may be listening right now. And this isn't a bash Kevin Colbert segment, so don't worry about that, Kevin, if you are out there listening. But the thought was, maybe as Kevin was getting to the end of his tenure as Steelers general manager, things were getting a little bit outdated with how the team did business. Drafting a running back in the first round, paying big money to the inside linebacker position, things of that nature. Maybe holding on to a quarterback a year too long in the form of Ben Roethlisberger. Now, I will never get upset about that because I'm not going to jump back and say that I did not enjoy that season. That is one that will be in my memory bank forever. But this should be the case, or at least a case, where the Steelers actually do look into the idea of signing one or the other, Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, to a contract extension during the season. We know that they do not like doing that regardless of position. I referenced it last night, and I'll reference it again if you are somebody new to the program. TJ Watt did not sign his current deal with the Steelers basically until the midnight hour, Saturday night into Sunday, before the Steelers opened up the 2021 season in Buffalo. And Watt proceeded to have a multi-sack game and was just an absolute game wrecker on his way to a Defensive Player of the Year award. His one and only so far. They just don't like really doing that. They'll have guys go through hold-ins. Deontay Johnson went that route. TJ Watt, as mentioned, went that route. We've seen other players sort of do that. And then we've had guys like Le'Veon Bell completely sit out, never show up. You know, that was kind of a disaster back in 2018 that ruined his career. Not necessarily what the Steelers accomplished that season, because James Conner stepped in and had a Pro Bowl caliber year in 2018. But they should maybe consider it in this case, because they don't really have the luxury of waiting around until after the season, unless it is pretty immediate after the season. I mentioned earlier an interesting nugget when it comes to the quarterback situation from today is that Justin Fields took all of the first-team reps while Russell Wilson did not practice. Mike Tomlin later said it was calf tightness for Russell Wilson. Well, I guess you can never be too careful, but calf tightness is probably something that plenty of the people listening right now, and hell, even myself, depending on the day, feel when we wake up in the morning. So I guess I can relate. I don't know, you don't want to stretch it out, put the guy out on the field, whatever. I'm a bit skeptical if you can't check my tone. But I don't think it's much to worry about on day one of training camp. But I think the Steelers should really be in the spot where they consider, well, if Russell Wilson goes off, or say Russell Wilson, something happens, let's say he is not healthy this year. He has mostly been a healthy player throughout his career, and Justin Fields has to take over. Let's say it's an injury, maybe it is poor performance. If Fields balls out, I think you have to open up the checkbook there and try to get something done before we reach next offseason. Try to keep that guy here, because that could absolutely be your future. And I would even consider it. Now, I don't know what the price tag would be, depending on what Russell Wilson is looking for. Maybe if he's having himself a nice year. But it's a different and kind of a tricky situation that the Steelers have to play at quarterback. Speaking of contracts, Cam Hayward practice today? When will we see the Steelers and Hayward agree to terms on a new deal? If that happens, will it happen? Here's what Hayward had to say a little bit about that when he was questioned earlier today.
You know, I'm not going to go either way with that. I think I can't control that. You know, I'm not going to get my hopes up either way, or I'm not going to put stock into that. You know, for me, it's just about trying to get better every day. The offseason, you know, you can dwell on it, can't do anything about it, but the thing I can control is I can be productive. I can be healthy. If they believe in me and think I can play more, so be it. But if they don't, go somewhere else.
So Hayward is out there practicing, which I don't think really helps his leverage much in the situation. And there could be times when representatives of players would suggest don't even practice, don't even suit up. He adds in there at the end, he's not super worried about it because, hey, maybe I'll just go somewhere else and play. Maybe I don't end my career here. Maybe my time in Pittsburgh is coming to a close. A 6-time Pro Bowler, a 3-time All-Pro. He can still be a productive player. I don't know for the price tag that he's looking for. And everybody on this station will say it because it is true. You will not find many better humans on this earth, and especially in this city, than Cam Hayward. The reigning Walter Payton Man of the Year, who has been nominated for that award several times. He was banged up last year, and he did not have a great year numbers-wise. 2 sacks in 11 games. Now, I look back to 2020 when I bring last season up, the COVID year. He played in 15 games. He only had 4 sacks. Then he responded with back-to-back double-digit sack seasons at ages 32 and 33. He had 10 sacks in 2021. He had 10.5 sacks in 2022. Again, I think that Cam Hayward can still be a disruptive player. If he was even a few years younger, I wouldn't mind making that extension, giving him a pay raise. I don't even mind the contract that he did sign a few seasons ago, and I know people had concerns about that, given that he was already on the plus side of 30 years old. But we have to be honest here, you're in the mid-30s. You're at a position that takes a lot out of you. Do I think he's still a good player? Yes, I absolutely do. I don't know if good player is a defensive tackle that is looking for over $20 million per year. I just don't know if you can justify that. I had Nick Faribault from PennLive.com join last night. He said he doesn't believe it is high on the Steelers' priority list to get a deal with Cam Hayward done. And Hayward, yes, he practiced today, as mentioned. I wouldn't say he was overly fired up, like maybe it seemed like he was at times earlier this offseason. But, again, you heard at the end of that clip, he does have the realization in his mind that maybe he could go elsewhere. So we'll see what happens with him. That continues to be one of the glaring stories as the Steelers season, or preseason as we get into that, and training camp moves forward. Another contract that could be done by the end of this week is with the Steelers tight end, Pat Freiermuth. Could be by tomorrow for all we know. Hell, it could be by tonight. It could be while we're on the air. What could that number be? Due to some of the lack of production we've seen from Pat, I don't think the number will be outrageous. I'm not really worried about it resetting the market or anything like that, you know, over stepping up over what we see Travis Kelce or TJ Hawkinson or George Kittle make. But I also think that production can't be all put on him due to the coach and the quarterback situation that he was dealing with for the last few seasons. You can say that about a few of these skilled players on this offense. And as I say that, he did have 7 touchdowns as a rookie in 2021. And in year 2, he had 732 yards. Certainly not a bad year. 11.6 yards per reception, and he played in 16 games in 2022. I think a player to kind of look at and maybe try to compare Pat Freiermuth to is Cole Kmet from the Chicago Bears. Kmet, in his last three seasons, his first year was 2020, so a year prior to Freiermuth's debut season in the league. He didn't play a ton as a rookie, 9 starts, only had 2 touchdowns, only had 243 yards. 2021, 612 yards, no touchdowns, had 7 touchdowns in 2022 and 544 yards. And then last season, his best, with Justin Fields at quarterback, by the way, 719 yards and 6 touchdowns for Kmet in that season. Now, he signed a new deal, a contract that will span until 2028 worth a total of $50 million. Sounds nuts. Maybe sounds a little bit egregious to you out there. It only works out to about $12.5 million per year. And I think that that is where Freiermuth could fall into. I think he's a good piece to have in this offense, especially with someone like Arthur Smith in charge. But again, I also think we could be surprised at the number he could be signing for how low it may look in the grand scheme of things. I don't think this will be a bank-breaking deal financially for the team. Travis Kelce is the highest-paid tight end in football. He makes over $17 million per year, 17.125 to be exact. So again, I mentioned Cole Kmet. Dalton Schultz from the Texans, his deal pays him $12 million annually. Noah Fant from the Seahawks, he gets $10.5 million on an annual basis. I think between $10 and $13 million is pretty fair. That is where the market is. And if the Steelers have Pat Freiermuth circled, and it seems like they do, to have a new deal like this, then I think that is a fair ballpark to put the financials in. Because right now, he's not making a whole lot in the grand scheme. And I think that they can absolutely pay him somewhere in that $10 to $13 million range. Maybe they bump it up a little bit higher. I don't know if they get to the David Njoku number at 13.687. Evan Ingram, 13.75. Mark Andrews is making 14. I don't think it really reaches those heights, but I think in the $10 to $13 million per year range, it'll be around that number. 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. Give us a ring on the Steelers. Day one of training camp wrapped up. Justin Fields filling in for Russell Wilson today. Cam Hayward spoke about his contract. Pat Freiermuth did not speak about his contract, but he could be in line for one coming up. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. That is also the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll get into some training camp storylines coming up later on in tonight's show. Mark Cabali joins right around 7 o'clock. We will hear from Russell Wilson, what he had to say yesterday as he got to Latrobe. We'll hear from that. We'll hear from his chat with Steelers media around 7:30. Jeff Hathorn will join the show around 8:30 tonight, maybe a little bit before, around 8:25. I want to go through at 8 o'clock, and Joel will obviously take part in this as well. Just an interesting thing about every team in the NFL. It can just be one thing. Maybe we can think of a couple. Just one interesting nugget about every single team in the NFL as all 32 are now at training camp. We'll take a look around Major League Baseball as well. We will see if the Pirates got any help today as we are scoreboard watching in late July. Maybe getting to some deadline speculation as well. Jim Bowden, a former Major League Baseball general manager, joined Pony and Chris earlier. He had some fun insight that kind of got me fired up. I'll be honest with you. Maybe it was just his tone, but he got me a little bit fired up about things. A little spritz of Pitt football as well. We'll get into that in the 9 o'clock hour. Again, 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. We will take a look at some training camp storylines coming up next. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA, and WAMO 107.3 are partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the 24-25 school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh 4 PPS Backpack Drive. Visit the link on the homepage at 93.7thefan.com. Support as an individual or get a group together to support. Help ensure a good start to the school year for local kids. Man, that's nuts how quickly we're already getting through summer. I feel like summer pretty much just started. And here we are on the final few stages of it. As a student, as a kid going through school, summer felt like it was already over after the 4th of July. Had this discussion, I think it was on Memorial Day with intern Dom behind the glass with me. And the discussion was about what do you like what's the better holiday, Memorial Day or 4th of July? I feel like as an adult, as a parent, as an adult that's a non-teacher, I will add that in there. Because I'm sure there are plenty of teachers out there dreading that school is a month away, less than a month away. That the Memorial Day is going to be the pick for students and teachers. Everybody else is going to say 4th of July. But man, we got past the 4th of July. That was 3 weeks ago already. We're about to be in August, which is the Sunday of the summer. And lo and behold, that's going to fly by and we're going to be in September. It's nuts. But yeah, you can help support the Stuff the Backpack Fund for Pittsburgh Public Schools, again, at 93.7thefan.com. Donnie, football with you tonight until 10:35. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. Joel, we haven't worked together in a couple weeks now, pal. A few weeks ago, you went on vacation. I know you jumped all around. I got to ask you about that. How was the trip? How was vacation? It always feels like that goes too fast as well.
It really does.
Vacation flies by.
It really does. And so, actually, I look back. We hadn't worked in this upcoming Saturday. We'll make 1 month exact. It was
June
27. I know. Crazy, isn't it? Been that long. But, yeah, that trip, it was awesome. Family and I, we drove to Baltimore, flew to New Orleans for a couple of days, and then as a family, we like to go visit all the different state capitals. And so we had Baton Rouge there in Louisiana, yep. Drove by LSU and the football stadium, Death Valley. And then later that night, went up to Vicksburg, Mississippi, 45 minutes from Jacksonville. So we went to the capital the next day there in Jackson, and then drove up to Memphis, stayed there for a couple of days. And one of those days, we went to Little Rock, Arkansas. Get the Capitol building there, and then back to Memphis, couple nights in Memphis, and then eventually flew from Memphis back to Baltimore, and then drove down to D.C., spent a little time there. So pretty good. We were in D.C., like downtown D.C., as the Joe Biden news broke, if you could believe that, last Sunday afternoon.
Oh, really?
When he announced that he was stepping down. Yeah, we were in D.C. during that. So yeah, it was pretty eventful. The whole trip, it was awesome. It was excellent.
Yeah, that sounds like a very underrated thing to do, something I've never really thought about. But because we bring up so many times about the bucket list sporting events that we'd want to go to. I mean, I've been to D.C. multiple times. I'll be there plenty. My sister and brother-in-law and niece live, you know, a few miles away. They live in College Park, Maryland. But I've never gone to any of those other places you mentioned. I've never been to New Orleans.
You got to get there. Bourbon Street, place was jam-packed.
It does seem like a lot of fun. I know Pony and Amanda got married down there before I knew them, so obviously I was not down there for that. But yeah, that place seems like a lot of fun. What was Death Valley like?
It was pretty good.
Just driving past it had to...
Just kind of drove past the stadium, little through the campus. So it was pretty cool. I could not imagine going to a game there. That would be just incredible. Those guys are playing, you know, like Bama or Georgia or Auburn, someone. That would be really cool. But driving by the stadium, it was pretty good. Capitol building was really cool. The Capitol building was like 30 stories high, I think. And there was an elevator, took that to the top, little like balcony outside. And so you could see like everything in Baton Rouge,
now,
being 30 stories up.
So now I'm interested in this quest to get to every single state capital. How many have you gone to?
My family and I have been to 40.
Oh, you guys
capitals.
Are almost done.
Yes, we
80% of the way there.
We pretty much just got like the two, Alaska and Hawaii, of course, and then
Juneau, Alaska. I always remembered that one.
That's right.
Hawaii's not Honolulu.
It is Honolulu.
Okay. Oh, there we go. I still got it a little bit, baby.
I was just going to say, do you know you're 50?
Oh, man, definitely not all 50. I'm assuming you're pretty good with them.
Yeah,
you
give me a state and I could get it within, like, hopefully within, like, 5 to 10 seconds.
There are ones that I will remember that seem a little bit obscure, and I have to thank
my third grade teacher, because that's when we, I remember, learned state capitals, and she would always throw in like the like funny little nuggets about them.
Yes.
Like Trenton, New Jersey, I know that one. Frankfort, Kentucky.
That's right.
Because she made some sort of mention of like a hot dog, like a Frankfurter or something. Let's think of some other ones that, like, I feel like one, here's one that I don't think a lot of people get. Maybe more so around here because we're kind of close. I bet New York trips people up. I bet that not many people.
Yeah, you think it's like New York City or something.
If you gave them the quick.
Or Buffalo.
Yeah, the quick question of New York, they would not say Albany, New York.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you think like New York City or Buffalo, the two biggest, you know, areas in the state of New York.
I mean, in a way, you could say the same thing about Pennsylvania.
I would say so.
Like outsiders, like you go out to California and you say, what's the capital of Pennsylvania? They're probably going to guess Philly or Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They're not going to say Harrisburg.
Or even someone who's
not probably never even heard of it.
Someone who's not from California, they could guess L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, and it ends up being Sacramento.
Yeah. See, that's one I didn't even have in my head what the capital was there. I know that Austin is the one for Texas.
I was just going to say, now that's like, you know, you got Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Austin's still pretty big. But that might be another one that trips. But Florida probably trips some people up.
I'm trying to think
Miami,
of it right
Orlando,
now.
Orlando, Tampa, and it's none of those.
I'm trying to think of.
There is
Sarasota?
No, but there is an ACC school.
That's Tallahassee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Florida State.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Now I remember it. Yeah, that might have to be something we do one night together.
Absolutely.
That should be something that I quiz like Harry Callis on.
Or, that would be pretty good.
Or limits on.
Just, and don't even go in alphabetical order, just a random state.
Yeah, I didn't know you were into that, so that's kind of neat.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a very like underrated goal to set. Like, oh, I'm going to visit every single state capital. Like, yeah, it takes some road tripping to be done, and you can hit other things in the cities. Like, what would you say is the coolest state capital you've hit?
That's a good question. Probably one of the ones that's like a bigger market, so maybe like a Boston or Phoenix, Atlanta, probably.
Yeah, that's
maybe
a good
Hartford
point.
Or Providence. That's a tough guess though.
Like one that's an actual like notable city, I feel like, in the state. Like, I mean, no offense to our own state, but I feel like a lot of people aren't like, oh man, I got to get to Harrisburg because they got
that are like a Montpelier, Vermont.
Yeah, yeah, that's another good one, Montpelier. That came up on the show yesterday with the guys. Yeah, we'll have to get more into that later, Jolie. That's a pretty neat goal, but I'm glad you had a very good vacation with the family. A
lot of fun.
412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. We will get to some maybe under the radar, but maybe not so much Steelers storylines coming up in a few minutes. I want to go out to the phones right now, though. Chris is in New York, and he wants to comment on the quarterback situation. What's up, Chris?
Hey, buddy. Well, first of all, this is how my year went. I get engaged, and I become a first-time Steeler season ticket holder, buddy.
Oh, that sounds epic. Good for you, man.
Thank you. And I'm just going to say this real quick. Before I get married, she let me, for my bachelor party, go see the Pirates, Mariners, and then I'm going to go see the Steelers and Bills. And after that, you don't have to. But the quarterback situation, okay, I was a Kenny Pickett fan. I'm not going to lie. I'm disappointed. What concerns me, what happens, God forbid, Russell Wilson gets hurt, Justin Fields comes in, gets hurt. Where are we at?
Well, yeah, I mean, I appreciate the call, Chris, and I hope you have a fantastic bachelor party hitting up some of those games. I mean, that's kind of a doomsday scenario. Now, Kyle Allen is the third guy on the roster, and oddly enough, he has actually started a chunk of NFL games in his career. He started pretty much a full season with Carolina a few years ago. But yeah, I mean, but you could say that about pretty much any quarterback situation around the league. Like, hey, if this guy gets hurt and our backup gets hurt, we're in trouble. I mean, I can't think of many teams. And honestly, the Steelers last season, that ended up being a pretty perfect example and maybe the only one where you, by injury or by a benching, you had to go down to your third quarterback and the guy balled out for the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to hope that both of those guys are not out for the entire season and something like that happens, or else, yeah, the season is a wash and they got to pretty much go back to square one at the quarterback position. 412-928-9370 to join in on the fun. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Donnie Football with you until 10:35 tonight. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass, and I discovered last segment that Joel is too busy to watch TV shows and movies because his family is out there visiting every U.S. state capital at their availability. They've hit 40 out of 50 so far. I think that's pretty sweet. That's something I never really like thought about as a goal to do, like a traveling goal. But I mean, they're already 80% of the way there. And I think it'd be cool to see all the different ones. You got some big cities, you got some really small places. I was looking at the population based on the last census, and Montpelier, Vermont is the lowest. You know how many people are in Montpelier, Vermont, Joel?
I'm going to say 5,000.
A little bit higher, just over 8,000. 8,074 is what this is telling me. And the estimation from 2021 is telling me that 72 people split or unfortunately passed on, because they had the number in 2021 at 8,002. So something happened there. I mean, we did go through a pandemic, but I hope that it did not take out the fine people of Montpelier, Vermont. Anyway, let's look at some storylines going into Steelers training camp. We are one day in. We will hear what the starting quarterback, Russell Wilson, had to say as he entered camp in about a half hour. Mark Cabali from The Athletic joins us in about 10 minutes' time. The big one, I think, for a lot of people, who the hell will be the second wide receiver on this team? We know that number one will be George Pickens, but after that, Van Jefferson, probably the lead horse in that race. He had a big touchdown grab today, if you did not see that clip go viral. Although Dante Jackson fell down on the play, so Van Jefferson had him beat from the snap because of a slip at the line of scrimmage from the Steelers' corner. Calvin Austin III. I mean, can Roman Wilson possibly, as a rookie, emerge into that spot? Then don't forget you have Quez Watkins, Scotty Miller, Marquez Callaway, actually kind of an interesting name in their receiver room. So that's got to be a big one, because if they don't make a big trade, there's really not a set-in-stone player that is that second wide receiver. The defensive line depth for me is one that I'm interested in because of two guys they've invested draft picks in the last few years. Not necessarily top picks, but Isaiah Loudermilk is someone that is pretty much on the fringe of making the 53-man roster every season. DeMarvin Leal is going to be that guy this season. I don't think it's a guarantee that DeMarvin Leal makes the final 53-man roster. He was a third-round pick 2 years ago. And it seemed like as a rookie, he was doing some promising things, and then he just kind of fell by the wayside. last season. There were key games down the stretch. He was a healthy scratch. That is not a good thing. Dan Moore, will he yet again find his way into the starting lineup? I got bad news for people. He took first team reps today at left tackle. Now, it's the first day. Don't read too much into it. And I'm not, because we know this is how the Steelers go about things, especially with camp. They never put rookies out there as starters on the first day of camp. We will have Mark Cabali on again in a few minutes, and we'll ask him the last time that has happened and all the times that he has, you know, all the years that he's covered the Steelers. So they did not have Zach Frazier at center with the first team. They had Nate Herbig. They did not have Troy Faltanu and Broderick Jones out there together. They had Dan Moore Jr. play left, and they had Broderick Jones play right today. But the Steelers always do that. They will have their veterans in the lineup. They're not going to have rookies be first-team rep guys on day one. So we don't have to get too worried about that. Another position that is now a big question mark is that nickel corner, the slot corner. Because they signed Cam Sutton, that he would seemingly fill that void. He won't be able to do that until we are into November. He won't be able to fill that void until week 10. Because he's suspended for the first 8 weeks, and the Steelers have their bye week right after that. He won't play his first game until the Steelers are in D.C. a week after election time. That's the next time we will see Cam Sutton play a football game with the Pittsburgh Steelers as things sit right now. So who will be that guy to emerge? Beanie Bishop?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.